kind of progress is Allen making in terms of Robinson coming off the injury?
Really good. I think next week, from my understanding, he starts to be able to do some individual next week, and then I think hopefully if everything goes well the week after, he'll be able to kind of get in with us on a limited basis.
Allen Hurns, has he picked up where he left off last year?
Yeah, Hurns, he's kind of like the sun. He comes up every day. Okay, and he's dependable. He loves football, and he gives you everything he's got, and he's growing, which is what you want. You know, you don't want anybody, whatever he did last year is great to look back on, but it doesn't count towards next year.
Mm-hmm. How good can he develop if this continues, Allen Hurns?
You know what? I just think Allen's going to be a guy that'll play. He's very dependable, and he can do a lot of things, and he's one of those guys that's very valuable to a team because he gives you a lot of versatility. So we just, you know, I don't make a lot of predictions. Excuse me. I don't make a lot of predictions, but he's a steady guy, and he's a very coachable guy, so I think he's doing well.
Has he kind of become that Mike Brown guy that you guys can count on and,
yeah,
you know, that knows
everything? Play a lot of places, yeah. And, yeah, that's what you want. That's a nice tag to have on you. You know, again, it gives you a lot of versatility. Especially Allen can play on teams. You know, he's a. Talking to Mike Mallory, they like him as a special teams contributor. So that's another good thing for him.
He'll play a long time in this league, then, you think?
Yeah, I hope he does. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know the answer to that. Injuries come up and all that stuff. But you know, at this juncture in time, he's a good young player. Continues to ascend.
Do you have any expectation for what to expect from Copeland whenever he's able to return to the field?
Well, it's been a long time since he got hurt in August, and he was on IR, so, you know, he didn't see him, and then he got a thigh contusion of some kind. And so he showed flashes of speed, but that was a long time ago, and hopefully, you know, we'll see where he is when he comes back. It'll take a while, you know. You can fall off the horse, and they say get back on, but when you get back on, the ride's a little rough. So I think it'd take a while to get used to football speed and that kind of thing. So, but we'll see when he gets back.
Gus has been complimentary of Ace in this offseason. What has he shown you?
Ace has been really on top of his game. He looks like he's got himself in good condition. He's playing very fast. He's into it, working hard every day, and his consistency level has been where you would hope it would be every day.
What did Marquise look like before the knee, and are you pleased with his progress?
Yeah, I was as excited about him, and still am. You know, very excited about him, and he's into it. He's been good taking notes in the meeting, and you know, you can usually tell when a guy. You know, we have a saying here, you know, no whining, no complaining, and nobody wants to hear your sob story. And he's been really good about, you know, about that, not being into his sob story and kind of paying attention and working on his game. So from a mental standpoint, he's light years ahead of where he was last year.
Gary, yes, there's a lot made when Cecil left, just about his leadership. Did we overplay that a little bit? Are these guys mature enough to kind of handle their roles without that veteran guy in the room, or do they ask you a lot of questions now?
Well, I think as a coach, you have, you know, when you have young players, you have to show the leadership and what you expect of them. And my demand has always been high, and it will be until they put me in a pine box somewhere, and then it'll be somebody else's turn. But from my standpoint, from the room standpoint, the guys in the room are they're a mature group. Allen Robinson is a very mature young man, very responsible. Allen Hurns is the same way. I think Marquise has been influenced by them. I think as an overall group, we got Brian Walters from Seattle. Brian's a mature guy. He's been around a little bit, but he competes and. So as an overall group, Aurelius Ben has come off some injuries. He's a little older guy, but he's been really good in the group. So do we have a drum major per se? No, but we have a lot of guys that I trust, and that's a big part of the.
What are you seeing from Tandon Doss, and what do you expect out of him the next couple of weeks?
Well, he's again coming off injury, been a while. I'm excited. He's had some ups and downs the last few days again, getting back into the foot. You know, it's one thing when, and I've always believed this as long as I've coached, when guys come off of injuries that are that take a long time to heal, the first and hardest part about all that is the mental aspect of your brain letting it go so that you can perform. Tandon, he had some soreness from his foot, and he was rusty because he hadn't done anything since August in terms of football, playing and competing. But he's getting better every day. He's a tough kid. He's a very prideful kid. Again, he's another guy, mature. He has a young child, and as a dad, I think he's a very responsible guy. So those things, they make the maturity of the room. So is it utopia in the room? No, but it's a real good room of young guys that are eager and listen and try to do what's right.
Another young guy you've had in Sterling, you've had him for a couple of weeks now. What's impressed you about him?
When he came through the mini camp, he did a really good job. And he started off with the other group. He's got good intelligence. The speed of the game is a little different at this level than it was at Monmouth. But he's a mature kid. I mean, he's not trying to be anybody but who he is. And he listens and he's taking notes and he asks questions and he's a little quiet, but that's what you kind of expect rookies to be in terms of, you know. But he's intelligent. And once we get him back out full speed, then he should progress. But we'll see, you know. And then Rashad, who I was really excited when we got both those young guys. Rashad has had a little bit of tendonitis. He's at that rookie premier, whatever they call it, and he should be back, and I think next week he should be. Well, he's, again, a young, very mature young man.
Is that the knee? Tendonitis with the knee?
Pardon me?
Tendonitis with the knee?
Yeah, he had a little tendonitis in his leg, and that's why he hasn't been out there. And but, he, you know, it's not anything, debilitating. He should be fine.
How long Lee is going to be out, do you know?
My guess is probably 2 weeks. I'm not the... You'd have to ask somebody that's more qualified than me on that.
Do you worry that Tennessee get hurt because he got hurt last year at this time?
No, I mean,
just a flip thing.
Yeah, what? It was kind of a weird thing. He went up for a ball and came down and kind of landed awkwardly, but it was, which just one of them things. And